Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Theobald. Batting third. The first baseman, Roberto Peña. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Andy Kosko. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rob Ellis. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ted Kubiak. Batting seventh. The catcher, Eli Rodriguez. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bob Hisa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marty Patton. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Marty Patton. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The center fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting third. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Egan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Alvarado. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper strikes out. One out. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone strikes out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis takes first base on ball 4. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. Ellis moves to second. One out. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Patton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball 4. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from Rodriguez and he is out, Kubiak applying the tag. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a line drive towards third. Hisa reaches out and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 1 in the game. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan strikes out. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heisa fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Cosco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cosco is 0 for 1 in the game. Cosco strikes out. Two outs. Rob Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ellis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ellis. The throw from Egan and he is out, Andrews applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams is hit by the pitch. Mike Hershberger pinch runs for Walt Williams. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnstone hits a pop-up towards third. Heisa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 1 in the game. Reichardt hits a fly ball into right field. Ellis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hershberger. The throw from Rodriguez and he is out, Theobald applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hershberger now playing center field. Jay Johnstone now playing right field. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 1 in the game. Kubiak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa is 0 for 1 in the game. Heisa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Ellis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, May hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Harper. May reaches second base with a double. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrews hits a fly ball into left field. Cosco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0 for 1 in the game. Egan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton is 0 for 1 in the game. Patton strikes out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 2 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 2 in the game. Theobald hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Peña strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvarado hits a fly ball into center field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 1 in the game. John hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Andy Cosco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cosco is 0 for 2 in the game. Cosco hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 2 in the game. Reichardt takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton strikes out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 0 for 2 in the game. Hisa strikes out. One out. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton is 0 for 2 in the game. Patton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 3 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 2 in the game. Andrews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0 for 2 in the game. Egan strikes out. One out. Ed Hermann pinch hits for Luis Alvarado. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann strikes out. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 2 in the game. John hits a pop-up towards short. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Lee Richard now playing shortstop. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Theobald hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Peña bunts towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. Theobald moves to second. One out. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 0 for 3 in the game. Kosko is walked intentionally. Rob Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Ellis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Theobald moves to third. Kosko moves to second. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kubiak hits a fly ball into right field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Theobald tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Brewers. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 3 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave May now playing center field. Tommy Harper now playing left field. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger strikes out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hisa fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Reichardt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 3 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reichardt moves to second. John Morris now pitching. Rich McKinney pinch hits for Carlos May. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 1, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.